Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Tim Urban is here. Tim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years. Licensed psychologist and adjunct professor of psychology at University of Georgia. He is he's the managing partner at Urban, Inc. He's the author of three of our outstanding books that we've told you about, Run with the Bulls, also Derailed, and also Impact. Those are three outstanding books by Dr. Tim Urban. He's our good friend. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. You know, Tim, one of the reasons we love having you on the show is because you like to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is, to me, fundamental. It is the prime element, in my opinion, for small businesses or for anybody who runs an organization, and that's leadership. Because leadership, the manifestation of leadership, at least good leadership, has all the components of a quality person. Character, courage, curiosity, empathy, all those things, right?
Jim, you're so right. The subtitle of my last book, Impact, was called Great Leadership Changes Everything.
Yeah.
And isn't that the truth?
It is.
I mean, when you see an organization that's run well, where it's got a great leader at the top and great leaders throughout the organization, it just makes a huge difference. And I've worked in over 400 companies over the course of my career. And when you have a great leader, it's just distinctively different.
I still love to quote Napoleon, who is alleged to have said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Yeah.
Now, why would they do that if they weren't willing to fight for a leader?
Well, that's exactly right. And regardless of whether you think Napoleon was a great leader, he did inspire people to do significant things, and that's what leaders do. They inspire,
yep.
They affirm people for their
yep.
vision.
Yep. So you've been making some observations about what leaders can learn from the evidence of the presidential election. Talk to us about that.
Well, one of the subjects I've been writing about for many years is why do some leaders derail? In other words, some leaders move toward greatness. Others go down this terrible path of personal destruction.
Define derail. Folks, that's the title of I think his second book. I've got it right. I'm looking at it right here. I've helped you launch all of them, Tim. So I forget which one was in the middle.
Derail was the second book I wrote.
I was right about that. Okay, so derail. But explain that. What does that mean?
When I talk about derailment, I'm talking about a leader who has a breach of their core, their person, and it causes them to basically go off the tracks, to use that metaphor. I wrote in Derail about six CEOs of well-known companies that were fired, and they were all fired for the same reason. They had a breach of their core. And when your core starts to go bad, we start lying to ourselves, and we say things like, hey, I don't have to follow the normal rules,
right,
or okay to lie, or whatever else.
And there's a heavy dose of justification in the middle of all that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What I discovered in my research was that people that are in who have derailed go through five fairly predictable stages of how this happens.
Huh.
I've been studying the recent elections, and I think it's amazing, you know, regardless of whether you love Hillary Clinton or hate her or even neutral, she seemed to follow this pattern. She seemed to follow this pattern of derailment that corporate leaders and political leaders and others go through.
Well, and folks, you know, again, not being political, the proof, as I like to say, as my grandmother used to say, the proof's in the pudding. She lost, and she lost in places where she didn't expect to lose, and so you can't say that she didn't derail.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, I'm not making a political point.
Right.
I mean, whether you like her or don't, is not the point. I'm just saying that if you look at her behavior. And so how is this relevant to us? That's the more important question,
mm-hmm.
is that we have to make sure that we're guarding our core as leaders of small businesses and
Right.
And that we're guarding our core because that determines whether or not we're going to be effective in what we
do. What's the first one?
The first one is lack of self-awareness. And I find that lack of self-awareness is a common denominator among leaders at Derail. I mean, people just don't understand themselves. They don't pay attention to their inner workings. They don't understand their strengths. They don't mitigate their weaknesses. And I found Hillary Clinton to be just an extraordinarily have an extraordinary lack of self-awareness. She's even doing that today. I mean, it just seems to me, as I look at her, she's refusing to look inside and say, what did I do wrong?
Right.
In other words, how did I contribute to this failure? How did I lose the election?
That hasn't really been, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on this thing, you have to admit that they have not been introspective about this at all, have they?
They really haven't. And the fact
they they keep going from one boogeyman to the next one.
They're trying to be victims. They're trying to blame it on all kinds of things. And I think the first place you go is to look inside and say, okay, how did I bring this about? What did I do? What
many
about me?
Many decades ago, I was being trained by Xerox. And I'm telling you, I continue to be the things that I do that are successful, I lay a lot of it at the feet of the training I got from those people. It was so well rounded. One of the things they taught us was called self analysis. They taught us how to do self analysis, and so you leave one call and you do an analysis. How did I do? You know, you have to be honest with yourself, because every post call analysis, if you're going to make another call, is a pre-call analysis.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And when we don't pay attention to what's going on inside, it inevitably starts this cascade of other problems. One of the things, the second stage.
Well, I want to stay on self-awareness a minute.
Okay, fine.
What is that the most that you saw from her as an example that she just they just refused to be aware? I mean, what could she have done differently?
Well, I think one of the things that she needed to do was to say, okay, what kind of candidate am I? She's really not a very good candidate. And she
even her own campaign says that.
Exactly. And one of the things that I think she should have done is to say, okay, where am I really best as a candidate? I think she kept trying to play the other game. When I would see her up in front of these crowds, she didn't have that ring of authenticity.
Which comes to your next point, right?
It does.
Arrogance.
And the second stage in this cascading problem of people going down this path, a terrible path of personal destruction, is arrogance. And I think she displayed arrogance in a number of ways. By the way, arrogance is the mother of all derailers.
It is. And you can't, that's where self-awareness will comes in. Quick break, right back with Tim Irwin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.